Welcome to another episode of Inner Ear Yoga. My name is Deborah Tudor, and I'm your guide here. Our topic today picks up with the last session, setting your intention. One of the best ways to set your intention is to go deep into that place of peace deep within, where the left brain and the right brain are both involved and can give you the best insight into what your intention should be. How do we get there? Well, that brings us to today's topic, which is our yoga nidra. Yoga nidra is also known as yoga sleeping, and it's where the left brain and the right brain are synchronized, the body is fully relaxed, and the mind and body are brought into congruence. This allows real change to take place at the root level, at the base of our being, where intention can truly come into play, be used, and it is a portal, if you will, to programming your roots, to programming the root messages that send your roots out into the universe to gather up the resources that you need in order to grow the fruit of your intention. So yoga nidra, as I said, simply means yoga sleep. So when we're entering yoga nidra, we're actually at that place between being awake and being asleep, that sandwiched area. And quite often when you're practicing yoga nidra, you do go off into sleep. Or you can set an alarm to wake you up and do this at any time during the day. But I'd like for you to start with me in the evening so that you can get in your bed and get set up as if you're going to sleep. But rather than lying on your side, lay on your back. You can bend your knees and turn your feet out or put something under your knees, but wiggle around in your hips and pull the navel in towards your spine. Try to lengthen and lower out the lumbar spine. So, as I mentioned before, when you get into bed, I want you to have an area that supports your shoulders up above your hips slightly, and allows your shoulder blades to come back and lie flat to gently stretch across the top of the chest. And also support for the neck, for the head, so that they're slightly above the heart on a parallel to the earth. All right, so you have that nice downward flow of energy naturally from the head to the heart to the hips. And chin is neither too high nor too low, maybe slightly tucked, but you want your teeth separated, your tongue floating in your mouth, and you want to relax your face, your eyebrows, your jaw, and practice your breath awareness. All right, we're going to move into the sleeping yogi posture. This will be our intro into the yoga nidra practice, which we will be bringing up throughout the entire course. We'll use some imagery, maybe this something simple like a color, indigo, deep blue, colors of the night. I'll try to keep the colors cool, calm. All right, so here we are in our inner ear yoga. I'm going to guide you as you breathe in. Breathe out. Make small micro movements in the hands, fingers, elbows, arms, shoulders. Gently lift your left and right ears. Move the head side to side. Again, awareness in the face. Move your jaw side to side. Of your mouth. Relax your eyes. Close your eyes. Let your eyeballs go from side side, up and down behind closed eyelids, and relax your forehead. Move your eyebrows around. Lift your eyebrows, lower them, push them together, pull them apart. Maybe stretch the mouth opening wide. Pull the lips across your teeth. Relax the throat and muscles around the ears, the back of your neck, your scalp. Imagine if you can that your head is being massaged gently by a loving, totally accepting hand. Very, very loving touch, relaxing your head, relaxing your mind, allowing you just to focus on that color. Colors of the night light in the bright sky. And breathing. This is your yoga nidra portal. So you'll just breathe and be aware of your, if you will, your mind's eye or your third eye. It's as if you see the night sky right out 6-8 inches in front of your forehead, or even inside your head, that dark, dark blue, indigo blackness with the white points of light from the stars, maybe even the scattered moonlight, some drifting clouds, some shifting shadows from the clouds above. But you just feel this beautiful closure of the canopy of night sky, and let that fill your mind, fill your awareness. You want to imagine the temperature is just perfect, not too hot, not too cold. Your place is secure, serene, safe. And then focus on your breath. Don't force the belly breath, but do allow your breath to fully deep down, low into the abdomen. Allow your body to rise up with your breath in and exhale with your breath out. So don't focus on inhaling energy and exhaling tension as we've done in our other sessions, but rather just allow your body to breathe. Notice the sound. Notice the movement in your ribs, your sternum, your diaphragm, your abdominal wall, your pelvic floor, your back, your shoulders, your back ribs, your collarbone, shoulder blades. Let your hands move to different parts of your body, your thighs, your hip crease, your lower abdomen, sternum, your diaphragm. Rub, pat yourself, tap, tap. Just giving little reassuring movements of comfort. So continue in this yoga nidra for as long as you like until you just fall asleep. And this is something you can practice every night. Just come back to this session when you're ready to go to bed at night. Play the audio until this becomes a regular part of your nightly practice. Now remember, one of the goals of yoga nidra is to get in touch with your intention. So, in a true sense, with the yoga nidra, we sleep on it. So we sleep on idea that it comes up to our awareness. When you're in this yoga nidra, or this deep sleeping yoga, both left and right brain are working in synchronicity. One is neither dominant over the other, unlike waking hours where one side of the brain would dominate the other. All right, but in our this beautiful balanced sleeping yoga, sleeping nidra yoga, you'll be able to balance left and right brain. That's the best time for you to come up with your intention. Right, this is very close to something we'll get into much, much later, which will be our lucid dreaming or yoga dreaming. But right now, we're just talking about yoga sleep, where everything comes down to your thoughts on nothing but the colors of the night sky. And you have a somewhat detached breathing awareness. Your breath should be something you're aware of, but you're not trying to control. If an intention pops into your mind and you want to go ahead and stop the practice and write it down so you don't forget it, maybe keep a journal by your bed so that when you do come out of your sleep or your yoga nidra practice, that you can write down some of the thoughts that came into your mind. And if this seems cumbersome at first or awkward or unproductive, just keep at it, make a commitment, and within a few days, truly within 2 weeks of the practicing nightly, you will begin to see that your clarity on your true life's mission will reveal itself to you. You will know more clearly what your priorities in life are and what your true intentions will be. And those are so important, because setting your intention is going to ensure that you bear the fruit of those things that you want to bring into your life. I'm so glad you're here doing these sessions with me. I know this will be a great benefit to you. Please don't quit. Come back and do this again tomorrow. I wish you all the very best in your inner ear yoga practice and guided meditation. My name is Deborah Tudor, and I thank you. Namaste.